We've caught up with Deborah Fudge, town council member from the city of Windsor, who also represents her town on the SMART board, and they met and made some big changes. So SMART's going to the airport. Is that the upshot?
SMART is going to the Sonoma County Airport.
How's that going to work?
MTC voted to give us the final $17 million that we needed to extend the rail line north from Coddingtown to Airport Boulevard, where our operation maintenance facility is going to be. So we're going to be within a half mile of the airport, and there will be a shuttle that takes people from the station on Airport Boulevard. There are 5,000 people who work in the Airport Business Park, so they can ride the train now, as well as passengers going to and from the airport. So we think this is a huge economic boost for the county.
And this will all be part of the startup when the trains begin to roll?
The plan is right now that we're going to be able to operate from downtown San Rafael to the Sonoma County Airport when we operate in 2016.
How was this made possible?
It really started with Senator Noreen Evans. She garnered some money from the state during the last budget negotiations, but it had to be sorted through Sonoma County Transit Authority and also MTC. And so Noreen started the ball rolling, but then we had a lot of cooperation from agencies such as Sonoma County Transportation Authority, MTC. And the good news is that we had very little Measure Q money from SMART that had to be invested in this. Out of the $29 million it's taking us to go north, only $700,000 of it is actual SMART money. This was money we didn't expect to get, so that's why we were able to add the extra station. We're hoping in the near future we'll be at Larkspur, so we'll be able to operate the train from the regional ferry to the regional airport.
In the big picture, as SMART rolls along in the construction process, is everything on track?
Everything's on track. It's very complicated when you're going after permits through wetlands and you're dealing with 12 different agencies and you've got your rail cars being manufactured, and there's a lot of detail with getting this railroad up and going, but it's going extremely well. We saw a little video clip of our first rail car moving down a track.
That's pretty exciting.
It was really exciting to see it moving on its own power.
So we're looking at 2016, early year, late year?
We don't know. We're saying 2016.
So what lies ahead in 2014?
There's still a lot to do. We just issued a $70 million contract for the engineering and construction that gets us to downtown San Rafael. We've got all the permits that we're still trying to get through Marin. We're working on the bicycle path at the same time. Construction of our rail cars continues. The first set of rail cars will arrive here in late 2014. We're going to be able to see them. We're going to put them on the tracks. We're going to run them up and down and test them and let people get really close.
Something to look forward to in the new year.
It's going to be really exciting when they arrive next year.
Deb Fudge, thanks very much for making a little time to talk with us here
Thank
on
you.
The Exchange.